With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At least two students have been wounded by gunfire at an Asheville school. The situation has been contained. A shooter believed to have shot the two students before shooting themselves. It's not known immediately if the shooter was a student or their condition. This is a developing story. California's weather forecast may change from wind to rain, but the dangers remain.
Red flag warnings continue in Southern California, while the possibility of a half inch to an inch of rain and even snow over the weekend brings threats of mud and debris slides. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall.
While this is just a possibility, you know, it is concerned because that floods after fires actually bring a higher loss of life than the fire itself sometimes.
The multiple wildfires have killed at least 28 people and destroyed close to 16,000 structures. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, a major winter storm that slammed Texas and the northern Gulf Coast continues to spread heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump has ended Secret Service protection for one of his former advisors, White House correspondent Greg Clugston, with that report.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has lost his Secret Service protection, even though he's been the subject of assassination plots by Iran. The president defended his decision.
You take a job, you want to do a job. We're not going to have security on people for the rest of their lives. Why should we?
Mr. Trump also wants to revoke the security clearances of more than four dozen former intelligence officials he views as adversaries over the Hunter Biden laptop saga. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 146 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 260. This is SRN News. The March for Life takes place on Friday.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are due in the nation's capital for the annual event, which will begin with a rally on the National Mall, followed by the march up Capitol Hill to the Supreme Court building. This is the third march since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, but pro-lifers say the event is just as important as it always was, as the fight over abortion has moved to the 50 states. Washington, D.C. is in the grip of dangerously cold temperatures, but a mild warm-up is expected on Friday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution is moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers again next year before it can go to the people. This is SRN News. A bipartisan bill in the Senate would put new pressure on the Education Department to safeguard students from anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination on campus. Bob Agnew reports.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy and Democrat John Fetterman have reintroduced the Protecting Students on Campus Act. First put forth shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, it was crafted in response to the anti-Semitic demonstrations that cropped up on U.S. college campuses. Senator Cassidy says the bill holds universities accountable to address discrimination and maintain a safe learning environment for all students. Bob Agnew reporting.
Federal officials have identified the remains of a U.S. Air Force pilot from Wisconsin, who went missing over the skies of Vietnam nearly 60 years ago. The Defense POW MIA accounting agency says its scientists positively identify the remains of U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Donald W. Downing of Columbus. More details at SRNNews.com.